For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Well, our knowledge of the coronavirus epidemic is changing day by day with massive amounts of information coming in, and my next guest is going to talk about a way that we can all contribute to the increasing body of knowledge about the coronavirus and the COVID-19 epidemic. I recently spoke with Dr. Mark Kevinemi of the Department of Health, Behavior, and Society in the UK College of Public Health about a new project of Wellness, Health, and You, or WHY, in which they are attempting to increase their knowledge base about preventing infection and transmission of COVID-19 so that researchers can learn important information from all of us. Mark, thank you very much for talking with me today. I know that you have a COVID-19 prevention project that is coming up through Wellness, Health, and You, the Y program. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what you'll be asking participants to do?
I'd be happy to, and thanks so much for having me and taking the time to talk. So the COVID-19 prevention project is to help us learn more and better understand what all of us are doing individually and in our communities to try to address the COVID-19 pandemic, and also to better understand how it's affecting all of us, both individually and in our communities. It's interesting because a lot of the times when we think about health behaviors, we think about things that people do individually to protect themselves. So I exercise because I want to reduce my risk for heart disease, and I at least try to have my children brush their teeth to prevent themselves from, you know, having dental cavities. Something like COVID-19, an infectious disease pandemic, is different because we have to think about risk not just for ourselves, but for all of us, for our communities, for our cities, our states, our country, and the world. And we also have to engage in behaviors that may be difficult for us individually and where we may not see the individual benefit, but that are really critically important for making sure that our communities stay healthy and that we do everything we can to stop the pandemic. We don't know nearly as much as we would like to about what kinds of things people are doing to keep the entire community safe, or how they think about and feel about and make decisions about those kinds of behaviors. And that's really our goal, is to better understand and have an appreciation for what all of us are doing and how we're thinking about these behaviors and the pandemic, so that we can do a better job of communicating and giving people advice on what to do to keep themselves safe and healthy, and to keep everyone else in their community safe and healthy.
So, Mark, what I'm hearing, if I'm hearing correctly, is not just data gathering, but application of that data maybe in almost real time or in the near future to assist people to make better informed decisions in order to protect not only themselves, but their community.
Yes, absolutely. So our goal is not just to collect data and ask people questions for questions asking's sake. The goal for doing this is to be able to give us actionable information that we can use to better communicate with the community at large about these kinds of preventive behaviors. To the extent that we see that people are either over appreciating or under appreciating, you know, the risks and the benefits of COVID-19, we can try to do things to better address those perceptions and think about how to best give people the information, the advice, and the recommendations that they need to both protect themselves and protect the community.
And how will you be reaching out to folks? How will you be getting people to participate in the study?
It's a terrific question. So as you mentioned earlier, we are working with the Wellness, Health, and You project at the University of Kentucky. Wellness, Health, and You, or WHY, is a larger project that looks at how people's life experiences affect their health. We've partnered with them to do the COVID-19 prevention project. So the Y website has a link to take part in the COVID prevention survey. If you press that link, you'll be asked to complete some very basic kind of demographic questions, just so we can get to know a little bit more about you. And then you'll be invited to take the survey. The survey takes about 10 minutes, so it is a, you know, relatively small investment of time, but it's one that will have great benefit for us, again, as we try to better understand and think about how to address the needs of the community. Once you've completed the COVID-19 prevention project, if you are interested, you will have the ability to become part of the larger Y project and help researchers at the University of Kentucky better understand, again, people's life experiences and health. If you choose not to do that and the COVID-19 prevention project is all you're interested in doing, that is also tremendously helpful to us and is certainly of great benefit to us and to the community.
And Mark, are there any other aspects to the study or logistics or theory that you would want our listeners to know about that we haven't touched on?
Yeah, so I think something that is very important to think about with the COVID-19 prevention measures that we're all taking is to acknowledge that, you know, the experiences that we're having right now and the things that we're doing in terms of social distancing and staying safe at home are hard. Right, they have a very real impact on us, both on our feelings and also on our lives and everyday experiences. So in the survey, we will ask you about the kinds of experiences that you have and how you felt about those. And again, we'll also ask about the kinds of preventive measures that are being taken and thoughts about COVID-19 itself. One of the things that I think is important to acknowledge from a public health perspective is that even though absolutely, you know, staying safe at home is challenging, I can personally attest that trying to homeschool children is challenging. Everything we're doing is difficult. And it is critically important for us to make sure not only that we keep ourselves individually safe, but even more importantly, that we maintain the health of our entire communities. And so those are the sorts of things we'll be looking at. You know, what are we doing, even acknowledging that it is hard? How are we experiencing? What are we feeling? And what do we do to ensure that people are able to take the steps that they need to do to prevent the virus?
My thanks today to Dr. Mark Kivanimi of the Department of Health, Behavior, and Society of the UK College of Public Health for talking with me about the new COVID-19 prevention project, inviting all people to complete a survey about efforts they're taking to prevent infection and transmission of the novel coronavirus. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.